Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is the 17th. It is June. It is summer. And you are on live on the greatest neo soul show on the web, powered by the new Soul Cipher. I am the one and only Cuban. Along with Regina, we are going to bring you another packed hour of soul and classic hip-hop goodness. What's up, Regina?
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Another Wednesday. What's going on with you?
It is a very misty, rainy, London-type Wednesday right about now. I don't know about you. What about you?
Kind of the same. Still under all these restrictions, although they are easing. You know, people are acting like everything is back to normal, even though it's not.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's just how it goes.
I don't know. So, it's hard. All right.
Did you watch that 70s show?
No, you know, I think I watched a couple of episodes. Way back in the day, like, I don't know.
I never watched it, but this guy on the show, Danny Masterson, has been arrested for raping three women.
I'm sorry?
He's been arrested for raping three women in three different instances. No, he doesn't have superpowers. He didn't do it all at the same time.
I'm sorry. My mouth is hanging open. I just can't.
Yeah, it was three different instances.
Huh.
So, he's in trouble.
Interesting.
Let's put it like that.
As well, he should be. Yes. He should be.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, we won't pass judgment. That's not a good look.
Topic. Huh?
I said I won't pass judgment until, you know, the facts come out.
Ooh.
But that's not a good look, though.
It is not a good look.
And
it's very difficult. And, you know, like, when you... there's a fine line sometimes, like when you're speaking publicly, you sometimes don't know whether you should or should not say certain things or not, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I am going to say that I was a soldier in basic training, and our drill sergeant, they had parties. I'm just going to say they had parties. With that being said, and it's not a party. So with that being said, being a woman, it's kind of like, it's kind of tough.
You're gonna get us a lot of emails.
It goes on, and it went on in basic training. Just saying. Hopefully, it's a lot better now. Oh, that honey, that'd be a whole topic for another day. That'd be a whole.
Wow. Wow.
I can laugh at it now, and it's not funny. It really isn't funny. It's amazing, you know, the things that, you know, people survive because we do.
Well,
that's what we do.
Want
anyway,
you all to know that I, absolutely, and everyone, I as a man, I did not laugh about it. So don't be emailing about it.
I know you didn't. Yeah.
So, we can definitely move on from that. The
Email, heck, we'll welcome. We'll welcome emails.
Of course.
We'll welcome comments. Absolutely.
We want you to email us.
Yeah.
Rayshard Brooks. It's fine. Rayshard Brooks, the gentleman that was killed in the Wendy's parking lot. The officer that killed him has been charged with felony murder.
Good. That's what he should.
I mean, he shot him in the back, you know.
He shot him in the back. I mean, if you're not, if you're not trained any better than that, you definitely, I mean, that's, there's no excuse. I'm sorry. I understand fear. I understand, you know, someone turning around and you initially think, you know, and so I know, you know, how the brain works and how fight or flight works. I understand that, but he was shot in the back. He was shot in the back. So the whole thing is just stupid. The whole thing
it's pretty bad.
It really is stupid. If I'm drinking or for whatever reason I'm sleeping in my car, is that really a big deal? Is that really a big deal?
I wouldn't think
I wouldn't think so either.
But, you know, I think more and more people are realizing that there are two sets of rules and two sets of laws. So, you know, that's been one of the things that a lot of people have noticed in the last few weeks.
Yeah. And as uncomfortable as it may be, as scary, depressing, or whatever we may be feeling right now, there are a lot of changes. And there are a lot of positive changes going around right now. So at least hopefully we can celebrate every little step, every little thing we get out of this, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. So, we have a nice guest tonight.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Absolutely. I am.
She's very talented, very beautiful, skills, high ceiling, everything you want in a guest. I checked out her music. Amazing music. You know, she's one of those people you could just talk on and on about, honestly.
Yes, and I have my two favorites already picked out. I have a couple favorites already picked out.
Do you? I take it those are the two that are loaded on here.
Oh, my gosh, how did you ever guess that? How did you know?
Well, I mean, you know, you didn't
like
even
them
get
all,
a... I like all of them, but I was like, when I saw what you loaded on, I was like, how do you not load on Fireplace? Like, what's that about?
Well, let's do it. Do it.
You didn't load.
Do
it. Why you didn't? Why the songs of hers that you loaded up did you not load on Fireplace?
Because why? Because I'm not you, and I picked my two favorites. So you pick yours. I like them all, you know, and they had they had different feels to them, and so I tried the two that I liked the best. They had totally different feels, totally different feels, and I love that's what I really loved that I did.
Well, all of her songs that I heard were fantastic. I think I listened to six of them. They were all great. And if we didn't say it yet, it is Whitney McClain. Uber talented. I can't even put it into words. I guess we will get into her music. And she also has an interesting story.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's definitely worth the time for you all to research and check out. She's one of those people you could just go on and on about. I read her story
I'm just very excited.
Okay. It was just like, wow.
I'm very excited.
So,
I'm very excited.
I know how you get when
you
get excited.
What?
You know how you get. See what I mean? You know how you get.
Hey, music is exciting. Music excites me.
Good music is exciting. I will admit that. It is. And she definitely has some really good music. We might have to try to get three of her songs in.
Let's do it.
Before we log off.
Yeah.
So we will get into the first song. I'm thinking we'll go with Fall So Far. And when we come back, we'll have her on the line. Regina, yes?
Okay.
All right, so with that said, yes, our guest tonight, the extremely talented Whitney McClay. We're going to get into her music. We're going to start you off with the hit Fall So Far. Here we go.
Babe, you know the vibe ain't right here. No. And you know it's been like this for years. For years. I don't want to say what I got to say, but it's time for me to get this off my mind. Probably obvious things ain't been the same, and I'm wondering if your heart feels just like mine. Oh, now everybody knows how the conversation ends when everything is broken. Where do I begin? Everybody knows how this conversation ends when everything is broken. Where do I begin?
Good stuff. Now, the interesting thing, everybody, while the song was playing, and I'm going to put Regina on the spot. So I text Regina while the song was going on, and I said, Regina, which number is she calling in from? And Regina didn't respond, so we're going to play a little potluck here and see if the number we click on is this evening's guest. So it could get awkward.
Oh, God, Jesus.
And I mean, we like these types of things. It's have a little fun. So let's see if this is Whitney McClay. If it's not, it's going to get interesting, everybody.
In the meantime, I'll text you.
Do, Whitney, is that you?
Hi, yes, it is.
Yay!
Hey, I got it right. Welcome, welcome. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. I'm so good.
Of course.
How are you guys?
Oh, we are doing good, hanging in there. You know, I have the giant beard and afro now, so because I can't get to the barber. So, you know, we're hanging in there.
Are your barbers open yet?
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't get the COVID, man.
I thought your
barbers
were open. Yeah.
My barber opened today, but I can't go to him. He's cutting COVID hair. I can't get the COVID.
What about you, Whitney? How's the hair?
Well, I'm wearing a wig right now, so it's good. I've had my hair braided for a long time.
She's keeping it real. I like that.
Yeah. I'm a wig.
That's what I'm talking about.
For sure.
Okay.
I broke down yesterday, and I went to see my hairdresser yesterday. It was I had enough.
Oh, you see that?
I had
that. We,
yeah,
we
I
can't
realize,
hang with Regina for 14 days.
What?
There it is. Can't hang with you for 14 days. See that? Well, we are very happy to have you on. Your music, fantastic. Music's fantastic.
Thank you.
Phenomenal voice. Phenomenal voice. We have so many questions. Where do we start, Regina? Where would you like to start, Regina? Regina's the boss.
I am never the boss. I am so not the boss. I loved your music. Your bio. I'd love for you to talk about it. What you'd like to talk about your bio? I know I thought it was very touching for me. So I like for you to tell the people maybe a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I have quite a story, that's for sure.
Quite inspiring.
Thank you. I'm from Salem, Oregon. I've been singing like my whole life, but professionally the past few years. When I was younger, I had two brain tumor removal surgeries, and music was always something that, you know, helped me through times and just growing up. I loved music, and I loved singing and performing. That's just what I feel like I'm called to do. For the moment, you know, it's been a process and a learning journey for sure. Like I started off doing this and just being a singer, and I've slowly progressed and grown and into songwriting and making music, and it's just amazing. I just don't even know what to say about myself.
I think you just, you know what, Whitney? You just said a lot to me because you said, you think that this is what you are supposed to do for the moment. So, you know, that, to me, that alone was inspiring. You know, you obviously do not put yourself in the box. To me, what I got from that was that you take your life as it is, rather than fighting against it, trying to plan it so much. You live your life.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
I feel like here's a story. I was in college before I started doing music, and I got a concussion, and so. My whole world was kind of flipped upside down because I wasn't succeeding in school like normal. And I just kind of by like the grace of God, I felt in my spirit, I was like, I don't need to be doing school right now. I need to be doing music. And you know what? The doors were opened and this journey has been blessed so far. So I just, you know, until I feel like I'm led to do anything different, if there is something for me different to do, that's where I'm sticking to and I'm not giving up.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
So you went to the University of Texas.
Yes.
What was that like, and how did you get your, how did Beauties and the Beat start?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so so the University of Texas was
I do my research.
Wow, you really did. So my friend, Courtney Penry, she is a phenomenal singer, and does music as well. And she decided she wanted to make an all-girls a cappella group. So she's like, you need to join, you need to join. And I'm like, okay. So I tried out and we did that. And in the process of that, I started my own music journey. But that was a really great outlet for me. Because even in that time of school, I like was in, on a medical leave. So I was like halfway a student. So I like found a place to like be a part of. I also tried to like join there. It's not a sorority, but it's like a, they call them spirit groups. And I never like really had a place to fit in there. So I really felt like I had a good support and doing something that I love to do. And it was just a great experience.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
I've never been to Texas.
Oh, you need to go?
Yeah.
I've only
plan
gone
on it eventually.
I'm planning to go.
You've
to
been
Dallas
there, Regina?
Soon. I've only gone to Austin.
You've been to Texas?
Who, me? Yeah, Austin. I went to South by Southwest. That's the only time I've gone.
Ah.
I think I'm going to move to Texas. I think I'm going to move there, though. I've only been there once. I think I'm
gonna move. So, Whitney, tell us about what it was like opening up at a show featuring the Ohio Players.
Oh man, that was so cool. Like, I feel like most people my age wouldn't. I don't know. They wouldn't think that that was like that cool or know who they are. But to me, growing up, listening to all that kind of music, I was just like, wow, I get to do this. I was trembling, but it was so cool. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful I had my uncle there. He was playing guitar for me. But it was awesome. And it was like a good way to shake off the nerves and, you know, I think it was a pretty big way to get out there, at least for
definitely
me. Yeah.
And now that's Uncle Marlon, right?
Yes, that's Uncle Marlon.
There was a, okay, speaking of guitar, I meant to say, on Fall So Far, I must give a shout out, if you will, pass it along, to whoever, that guitar, that chorus, that has such a drive to it. And I'm like, who's playing the doggone guitar in that song?
Shout
please
out to Mr. Ralph.
Give them a shout out. Whoever it may be.
Yeah.
I was loving it. I was feeling that too.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's dope.
Definitely. It really is. Well, we're going to have to get into another one of your songs. Let everyone hear the fantastic music. As you see, I'm being outvoted because, you know, I
no,
was trying to get fireplace popping off out here. But let's give in to Regina and Good With Pain.
No,
that is
no,
great.
No,
no, no, that's great also. You know,
we not, must be fair. Sorry, Whitney, we're fighting over you. Whitney, you know what? Let's do it this way. Whitney, which do you prefer?
Don't
Good With Pain
or on the spot. don't put our guests on the spot, Regina. I'm sorry.
Which one do you love the most, Whitney?
How are
which
you going to ask her which one? You just asked her which one she doesn't like the most. That's what that
you
translates
to. You know what,
Clark?
You know what, Clark? I'm going to let this go, but I want you to meet me in the parking lot later, okay? But we're going to let it go. We're going to let it go for right now. Okay, let's
don't
do
put
that.
Our guests on the spot. I'm sorry about that. Clearly, tonight was a red meat night. She's very aggressive. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to play Good with Pain. And when we come back, we're gonna ask you some more questions. We're going to dig a little deeper, you know, get to know you a little better after we get this song popping off. So here we go, everybody, with Good with Pain.
Comfort my agony. I don't mind showing off all these lovely skies, 'cause they're just as beautiful as shooting stars.
I gotta say, okay, the song is fire.
Uh-huh.
All right. The song is fire.
Love it.
I'll admit that. I can't. The song is definitely fire.
Yes, Whitney, that's beautiful. Love it.
That's a fantastic song. All I'm saying, Regina, is that when I watched the video, The Fireplace, I definitely had to wipe my left eyebrow with a handkerchief. That's all I'm saying. But they are phenomenal. They're both phenomenal songs. I'm not disputing that fact.
That's okay. I understand. But you had the visual.
Right.
I have a visual.
Oh,
it's
phenomenal
video. Okay.
Phenomenal video.
Okay.
So.
All right.
We've been in a pandemic lockdown quarantine. And we've been asking every artist that comes on, in terms of your process, your creative process, are you finding it easier to create and do and make your music? And, you know, is it unlocking your brain? Or are you struggling and having a harder time spending more time at home with your creative process?
Well, I feel like in the beginning of quarantine and in the whole process, I felt really creative. But as things have drawn on, I felt like I had like a spurt, and now I'm like, okay, I got to keep this train moving. So it's kind of dwindled a little bit, but I generally spend a lot of time at home anyway, so quarantine mm-hmm. was a little bit different for me, but it's kind of the same at the same time.
Okay.
I'm kind of a homebody.
So am I, but I'm an old man, so it's okay. You know, but there's nothing wrong with that. I'm home all the time. Regina's the one that's out partying Monday through Sunday,
which no one
can understand. She has like a beach house. She's always out. It's the weirdest thing. Every time you talk to her, are you home?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Exactly. How do you know it wasn't in my Jeep? I was on off-road just driving somewhere. No, sadly, I've been a good girl. I've been good. I'm taking this very seriously.
I'm not going to do this with you. So, Whitney, tell us about your inspirations when it comes to your music. Sound is, you know, in terms of your sound and your everything, where do you draw your inspiration from?
I feel like I get a lot of inspiration from Amy Winehouse and her whole vibe, just her kind of old school vibe and like the rawness of her music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inspired by just old school music and Adele and a lot of soulful stuff.
Cool. That's why we get along.
And that's why. Yeah. And Good with Pain. Yeah, that is sort of like, I see that now. The Amy Winehouse
mm-hmm.
feel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, one of my favorites. Ew. Yeah.
So do you tour? I know not now, obviously, but do you regularly tour different venues outside of your home location?
No, I have not yet. I was getting, I had my band all ready to go, and then the coronavirus happened.
Uh-oh.
I was like,
wow.
Okay, well, I guess we're just going to wait on that.
Where were y'all heading?
We were just going to try to get places around LA and just start performing out there. Because
mm-hmm.
I've mostly been in the studio in songwriting during my time. I've had a pretty big stage fright fear, and I was finally ready to just get out there, get myself out there.
But you did it.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
You've done it before, though. You did the, you know, I'm sure that outdoor concert, I'm sure it was huge.
It felt huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of black out whenever I get out there. I'm like, okay, don't look at anybody in the face. And then I just kind of zone out.
I understand. But you know what? I'll bet once you start, you're fine. It's the lead up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like me and roller coasters. When I'm in line, I got to go to the bathroom. I can't sit still. Once I'm in it, it's going, you know.
Right.
Then I'm
fine. Oh, God.
Totally.
What, Regina?
Oh, God. Nothing. Oh, God.
Regina likes to critique my work, my interviews, my questions, my words. She's just, you know, this is what we go through on a regular basis. I'm
you
quite
two are
used
a fun
it.
Pair.
We are. It's
and we've
a,
never
it's
had
a yin yang. No, no, we haven't. I know my place.
You're not.
So.
Are you old enough to remember that? They never had a fight. Nah, yeah, Quash, you are inspiring. Yes, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, I have a million questions.
You ever come
trying
out this
to
way
prioritize them. Yes. That's
have you
one
ever come out this way?
Where are
Whitney
you guys?
I am in Maryland. I am in Maryland, Ocean City, Maryland, and Quash is in Alexandria,
Virginia.
Right?
Yep.
Alexandria,
yep.
Virginia.
Yep.
So we're like probably
nope
about, what, 3 hours away? 3 hours apart, probably?
Mm-hmm.
You never come
I'm
that way?
I'm
not
Jersey,
blessed
though
to go out that way yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, you got to do New York at some point.
Oh, yeah, I've been to New York. Just
okay,
not
okay,
Maryland
okay
or Virginia. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm from New Jersey, so I've often gone to different venues in New York to see different talent. So that's one of the uh-huh one of the meccas to perform at. Now, you performed in New York.
I did. I performed at Tom Joyner's retirement party out in Buffalo.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
That
how
was
that
pretty fun. It
oh
was
it
fun. There was a lot of cool people. I met a lot of cool people out there, and I got a standing ovation from Tom Joyner, so I was like, yay, I did my job.
Wow. Do not downplay that. That is a big deal.
That
like,
is a big deal.
I was so nervous, but he was so cute too. He was just like
he's
so sweet.
Wow, that is a big deal.
Wow.
That's a fact we didn't know about that. That's a cool little nugget.
Yeah.
So, Quas, what song did you pick?
Fireplace.
You want to try it? What do you think? Want to do it? Should we play it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's...
Is that okay,
Quas? It is Fireplace.
Is
it okay?
Okay?
I love Fireplace.
Exactly.
Okay, there we go.
See? You
see
what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Say no more.
Let's do it.
I do not need convincing, everybody. Whitney McClain's here with us. We're having a good time. And we are going to now play my favorite of her songs. Here we go with Fireplace. See, this is a plot. This is a plot against me because it was the song that I wanted, and I'm sitting here, and it's going, and no one else can hear it. You see that? Regina, I don't know how you did that. but I am like, now like, not happy.
I'm like, should I say something? I'm like, is it me?
See what I mean?
Wait a minute, Whitney there?
Because...
Whitney, we have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sweetheart. Okay.
It's only because it was my pick. You see how they do me? Now, Whitney has seen firsthand how y'all do me here. It was my pick.
The goddesses doing it.
You see that? Unbelievable. So.
I want to hear.
So did I. We will.
Is it okay? Okay.
We will get.
Okay.
We will get on that, everyone, and we will.
Okay.
Get that song played. If not tonight, we will get it onto the site. How, is that fair, Regina, to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, Whitney, that's cool.
That's totally cool with me.
Whitney, what would be your dream scenario for the rest of your career to go in terms of highs and accomplishments?
Oof. Man. Well, you know, I want to be able to travel the world and sing. And I mean, I just think that would be just so awesome. And you know, if I could win a Grammy in there somewhere, that would be super cool. But really, I just want to travel the world and sing.
Wow.
Nice. Is there any particular arena that you want to perform in?
Okay, it's like not huge, but it's I normally go to Austin City Limits every year, and I've just always wanted to perform there. That's like one of my dreams is to perform there. Yeah.
And it's called Austin City Limits?
Yep, it's in Austin.
It's a
huge live music festival.
I think our boss knows anybody over there, Regina.
What? I was wondering if I was there doing South by Southwest.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I don't think our boss knows anybody over there, Regina.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
He probably does. Especially since going to South by Southwest so many times, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have so.
Well, Whitney, let everyone know where they can find all of your wonderful music.
Okay. Well, you can find my music on Spotify, iTunes. If you go to my website, it has the links to everything. So that's www.WhitneyMcLean.com, and you can also check me out on YouTube. I have several music videos on there. I'm also on Instagram, WhitneyMcMusic, and Facebook.
I'm getting better with Instagram. Like, I just started really. Don't talk about me, Regina. I'm just starting.
I'm so behind in that.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Everyone,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm bad with this stuff, Whitney, so they keep calling me Instagrampa. It's really offensive when they call me that.
Oh, no.
So, I better not ever hear that again, Regina, okay? But I'm trying to get better. So I'm going to figure out how to follow you this evening. I'm getting
okay.
There. It's a work in progress. But anyway, okay, she's going to laugh the rest of the show at me now. But we appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun. You guys were awesome.
Absolutely. You were fantastic, and you are welcome to join us anytime. And make sure that
you
let us know what you're doing. Let us know when you start touring, all of that good stuff. Because we look for reasons to go and travel and hear good music. And you definitely have good music.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely,
sweetheart.
Yes, we really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
All right, Whitney, well, you take care. We're going to be in touch.
Thank you.
And you'll see
Thank
me
you.
Following you at some point today or tomorrow once I figure it out.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right,
Thank
Whitney,
you,
take care.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, take
bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
So that was Whitney McLean. Fantastic.
Her best friend.
Singer-songwriter. She's adorable. She's adorable.
I felt like she was here in my room.
She really is adorable. And she's real. She, you know, first thing she said was, I got a wig on.
Uh-huh. I'm like, I started talking about my gray roots, but then I was like, oh, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, don't do
that.
Don't talk about it. Anyway. So we do have some what's the word? Is it maintenance? No, I don't think it's maintenance. It's help me out here. Things about us.
Relation?
And never mind. But there's a word for it. You're saying some like commercial or paid. Okay, never mind. Our new launch date, everyone, for the NeoSoulCypher.com, is July 6th. So by then, you should have worked out all of those stomach issues from all that barbecue. And remember, our new launch date for NeoSoulCypher.com is July 6th. Okay? And we expect all of you to log on and see all of the fantastic content that is going to be on NeoSoulCypher.com July 6th. Remember that date. If you need help remembering the date of July 6th when we launch, remember that that is also the birthday of John Rambo, July 6th, 1947. Yes, I am the king of useless information. But anyway.
Well, I'm going to remember that. For sure enough.
Oh, my gosh. And
for sure.
In the meantime, you can still check out nexttothel.com for new content that is still regularly being posted.
And more information,
course,
for information of artists as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And check us out on our Neo Soul Cypher. Why do I have so much trouble saying that? I'd be like, Neo Show. Anyway.
God, you're tired.
I'm always tired. That's not, that has nothing to do with it. But also, check us out on our Neo Soul Cypher socials. That is a mouthful, though. Neo Soul Cypher socials.
Neo.
Our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter accounts. I don't know if I could say
that.
Again. Let me hear you say it, Regina.
No, I already tried. It was a bit challenging. Might I say? Hey, you know, I have a random thought before we close.
Absolutely.
I have thoroughly enjoyed all of the guests that we've had. And a big club that they're so talented, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And other aside from that, their music, I don't have to worry about certain words being played. I don't have, you know what I mean? All of their music is clean and it's positive because, you know, being, you know, most of you out there know I'm a teacher and I'm a middle school teacher. And there are certain things like the history of certain words my students didn't know until I told them. And so when they hear that in music, one of them, I described that one of them, they keep saying the word and one of them said it. This particular student happened to be from Africa at the time. This particular one, but there have been others. And I said, oh, my God, is that what you are? And he said to me, and he's not the first one, with the look of confusion in his eyes for the N-word, he said, I'm black. And
wow.
I'm like, oh, my God. And every time I didn't know, I couldn't follow up. I had to walk away because I'm like, did I sell him as a teacher? Did blah, blah. But music and artists who are listening out here, and I probably shouldn't say this, but please, if it doesn't have to be said, don't say it because children are listening and music molds our children. Music molds all of us. Music is magic.
Yeah.
Music is
Absolutely.
Magic. That's
how
we do.
You're saying that? You should. There's nothing wrong with you telling everybody that at all.
Look,
you know.
And my female students who write essays about being strippers when they grow up.
What?
Something's wrong. It's glorified.
What?
The fact that it's glorified in so many songs now, they think it's acceptable, which I'm not downing it. I'm saying, you know, I'm not judging. I am not judging. I am just saying perhaps we should just get, because I don't want to judge. People, we have to do, people do what they have to do. But
Regina
I'm just
is
saying,
a
just
real
remember
Debbie
Downer. Just give positive music, just positive. They make us want to grow.
No, I'm with you on that. I don't use the N-word. I think, though, it's times. You know, when we were in school for 1 week, we didn't do any schoolwork. We watched Roots from for the entire day for a week. And after watching Roots, all of it, you were like, after seeing the father from the Brady Bunch on there saying the N-word, you were never going to say it after that. But people don't have to watch. Kids don't watch Roots in school anymore. It's just, it's a different time. It's, you know, and then you got these young millennials that are like, oh, it's not the same. We took the power out of that word. That's like ignorant talk, but.
I understand the argument, but it's gotten to the point where young people are saying it all the time. They're saying it, and it's embarrassing, especially when we're around people who don't look like us, and the music comes on, and you're the only one there, and you're like, oh, my God, Jesus, oh, please just stop it, and you're offended, and you're like, is the DJ just playing it because I'm here? It's just so confusing. I'm just saying, the artists that we've interviewed, thank you guys so much for your music. Thank you for those of us who have written your music. Thank you so much for your positive music.
Yes. And it's refreshing. I mean, tonight we had a young person with a big voice and is kind of a throwback to the times of good Motown. That's kind of what she reminds me of. She's, you know,
she's an old soul.
Fantastic.
She's an old soul.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So, that's great.
It's adorable.
Definitely. Any plans for this weekend?
I have a gig Sunday, but that's it. Nah, that's about it.
How do you have a gig?
It comes with mixed emotions. Because I want to do, at least this one, where I'm playing, it's out, all of the gigs down here are outdoors, so that's good. And I'm well over 6 feet away from everyone. So I'm okay with this one. You know, some are a little scary, some that are coming up. Or, you know, I have to make a lot of, you know, choices.
But
music is magic, too. You know, music is magic. Yes, I will be. Thank you.
All right. Well, we will be back next week. Oh, yeah, I'm in the house. I'm not nothing.
You're doing the right thing, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere other than Popeye's for the spicy chicken sandwich that has a hold of me. Other than that, I will be in the house. So I hope you all have a great week, great weekend.
Absolutely.
Regina and I will continue gathering good music for you, and we will return next week even better than ever.
Yes, absolutely.
Any final words?
Any feedback? Any feedback? We welcome. What do you think, Quash?
Absolutely.
Send
it to us. We want all of it. So we'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy the sun, but wear a mask. And until next time. We are out of here.
Have a fabulous night.